Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we're going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical, wonderful, incredible, amazing DC Love. Let's see if the computer's working. Yay!
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, well, that is awesome. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. I walked past the TV, and they were talking about her, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I'm thinking, "Who's Cooper?" So I Googled Cooper, and that's her grandson, and I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I live in Pennsylvania. You better get somebody else." Well, needless to say, that was not the answer that Joan wanted. She got back to me about 5 hours later, and she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take a while to realize that it is a beautiful divine connection that I have with Joan. And she left this beautiful door open, and now others walk through it. It has given me access to the most fascinating yet ironic mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are, and that's the force I belong to, as well as being the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a speaker, and an author. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. Look at all of the different things that are there, the things that are offered, the things that are just there for you to see if they resonate with you. You may find the answers that you're looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear these amazing messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Yes, Barbara, this morning I'm guided to read this little prayer, and it's a prayer for healing the child within, and it was written by Gina Barbara. Dear angels, I pray to you for your love and support in healing the parts of me that I have knowingly and unknowingly rejected. I ask that I become lovingly aware to hear the call for my love and attention to be given to the neglected parts of my little child self, as it is through love and nurturing to the gentle, kind, loving spirit that I am, that I now bring the light to my shadow through which my little child self can be acknowledged and healed. I give thanks to the angels for what I have received today. And that was the little prayer, Barbara, that I was guided to read. And now I have another message. And it starts off, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding. Let your dreams be a reflection of your spirit. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace because you trust in him. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Take the moment you have now and make it perfect. Sometimes you have to walk away from what you want to find what you deserve. God has a blessing just for you. Don't forget to thank Him for it. Honor your calling. Everyone has one. Trust your heart to lead you in the direction of your dreams as well as your intuition. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. And don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own voice. Remind yourself that you cannot fail at being you. Challenge yourself to grow. Life is a miracle. You are a miracle. Keep discovering and then uncovering. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within you. Treat yourself as if you already know who you would like to be. And believe that the universe wants what's for your highest best. Take the first step in faith. You do not have to see the whole staircase. And don't let your history interfere with your destiny. Expect miracles. Your imagination offers a preview of life's coming attractions. Trust that your soul has a plan, even if you can't see it yet. Everything will unfold as it is meant to unfold. Your vision will become clear when you look into your heart. When you look outside, you dream, but when you look within, you awaken. The smallest steps in the right direction can end up being the biggest steps. Never put the key to happiness in someone else's pocket. Live and love your life. Your life is the result of choices you make. If you don't love your life, it's time to make better choices. Love and honor yourself during this new year and have the courage to face your fears. Use your previous failures as stepping stones. There is no greatness without first having passion. What we think we can create, what we feel we attract, what we imagine we become. Believe in yourself and embrace your personal spiritual journey. I love you, Jesus. And that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Well, thank you, DC. Okay. Let me come back to where I'm supposed to be. All right. So here is the message that Jesus wants to give to us right this moment. Beloved ones, life is not supposed to be so difficult. We know that we've been taught that life is difficult, that life is hard, that life is challenging, that life is a struggle, that a life worth living is worth suffering for. We know you've been taught all kinds of interesting beliefs about life and about yourself. And we want you to start accepting these truths. The truth is, you are loved. You are more loved than you have any idea. You are so incredibly loved that if you felt that love, it would remove every other thought from your mind. You would be happy just to feel the love. And this is the love that the Creator has for you. And we are not talking about some oversized human living in heaven. Creator does not actually have a body. The Creator is so much more than just a body. The Creator is energy. The energy of unconditional acceptance. The energy of loving you exactly as you are, with all of your imperfections, all of your questions, all of your faults, all of your sins, all of whatever it is you believe you have. When the Creator looks at you, the Creator sees love, because that is the image that you were created in. Now, this doesn't mean that you've done something horribly wrong if you don't recognize this and live this and change your life and all of that other stuff. You were created with the freedom to choose who you want to be. There were no conditions placed on you. There were no rules that said you've got to figure this out and one day you've got to be blah, blah, blah. You have the freedom. But what most people don't realize is that this freedom means that you can live a life that is beautiful and joyous, because that can be your choice. Most of you live lives of fear, desperation, struggle, suffering. And that is also a choice. The Creator does not impose the Creator's will upon you. And that's why your lives don't change, even though you might pray and beg God to make it different. God leaves that up to you. The Creator will show you things that, if you choose to accept them, will change your life. The Creator will not force you to do anything, ever. Because in the eyes of the Creator, you are love. So what is there that needs to be fixed? Your life is your choice. Every moment of your life is your choice. And you are creating whatever it is you are choosing to create. And your Creator is fine with that. Call on us if you need help. Call on us if you are ready to change. Call on us and let us show you the other possibilities in your life. We will not come in and take over. That is not what we do. But we will help you to see. And that is part of the beauty of life. You are loved. Accept that love. Accept yourself. And accept your life. You are loved. Okay.
Oh, that was awesome, Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Now it is time for us to... That's right. We're supposed to see if there's people who've called in and have pressed the number one because they have questions, and then we can get them the answers to their questions or the message or whatever it is that they've called in for. The chat room is working today. Yay! So if you are in the chat room and you've logged in, you can type a question. All right. We are going to the caller from area code 415. And I was going to say, and the computer's working, and it's not connecting. Yay! Okay. Hold on, 415. Let me go to one of my other choices. It's one of those days where everything is just going a little slower than I want it to, but that's okay. And as soon as I say that, everything slows down to an even slower pace. You would think I would learn my lesson, wouldn't you? Okay. Everything is moving, and it is moving along just fine. We get used to all of these electronic things that are just happening seemingly instantly, and then when we're waiting on them, they seem to take forever. And because I'm waiting, it's taking forever. But I am making progress. Oh, life is so interesting. Okay. I've told it three times what I want it to do. Guess I should just let it do it now. We're almost there, 415. Don't give up on us. Okay. We are seconds away from the right screen being on there. I just love life and all of the interesting opportunities that it brings.
Yes.
I also love the fact that we complain about those instant opportunities because they aren't instant enough. It should take nanoseconds for this to work. I guess this is part of the, you know, I was reading something and it said the attention span of an adult is about 8.5 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently a goldfish has more attention span than we do. So I'm working on my attention span. I can actually keep my attention on something for longer than 8.5 seconds, and I'm proving that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And hopefully 415 can as well. Okay, let's press this button and see if it works. And it's probably going to take 8.5 seconds before it actually does anything, just to prove a point. Okay, now
there we go.
Me.
It worked.
Yay!
Yay! And I'm not going anywhere. I'm one of your regulars, so I have patience. I'm listening to the show anyway.
Hello, Jessica. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing? After your
doing
little
good.
Fiasco.
Thank you. To hear your voice.
Yeah, you know, I have. Thank you very much. Same here with you. I've had a very interesting and we'll say fun question mark and funny 24 hours because well I'll just go into it. I'm just gonna make this real brief, but or as brief as I can. So one of my fears came true, which no surprise with that one, you know, because obviously you're stirring up the energy every time you think about it. But I have been. I edited one of my books with an editor, and then I was going into this like community and saying like, hey, can you write reviews about my book on Amazon? And just, I was like looking to get reviews in general from like my social media. And I sort of noticed on how much anxiety that brought up as far as like fear of people writing bad things or, I just like noticed like I have this like sort of default, which I'm transitioning out of it now because it's becoming like it's very clear now, like so clear that I could laugh at it. But I'm jumping a little bit, but it's all related. I did this session for somebody on this community, and a lot of my work kind of like draws out like darker emotions. That you can heal them. And that's exactly what happened to this person. And this guy has like some mental illness going on also. And so it was just, this happened like several months ago. Like he sort of went nuts in like the nicest way, however, you know, whatever, politically correct, blah, blah, blah. But like, I know that's not politically correct, but he went like nuts after he had a session with me. And I was like, oh, God. So, like, right there, that was, like, one of my fears because I've had other clients have that, too. And I was like, just settle down. Like, you just had the session. The energy has to settle. Like, you need to process some things. But they, like, start draining on your energy, you know, like emailing and, like, then they project. Like, it's your fault. You did this to me. You know, like, you're a scam artist and, like, I don't know, whatever, like, I don't, whatever craziness. And I was like, just settle down, you know, like. And I had originally asked this person for a testimonial. Like I said, if I'm going to do this session for you, I want to, you know, please write me a testimonial, blah, blah, blah. And he wanted his money back, which, again, it wasn't real money. It's fake money on how whatever. But, no, the service was done, and obviously you're getting a result. You might not like it, but it's half. I already did the work. And so then a couple of days later, he was like, oh, you are trustable. It was so great. I got relief. You know, I cleared all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you really need to be working one-on-one with me. Like, you know, he doesn't have the money for it. And so it's one of those majiggies. And so I was like, I really, like, I can't, you know, I felt bad because I wanted to, like, I was helping him. I helped him another time in a different way, like energy work, whatever. Anyway, it ends up, this is like months later, and this is still sort of bothering him. Like, even though he wrote me like a beautiful recommendation, and every time he would like reach out to me, I would be afraid of like, if I don't reply to him, like he basically controlled me. Like, and that's what's so funny is that like, now that he gave a positive review and I saw how he went to like crazy town, now I'm like very afraid of triggering him again because I know he's going to go nuts again and whatever. Meanwhile, that's sort of what he did again, because I guess it was still bothering him that he thinks like energy work or healers or coaching is like a bunch of scam artists or something. You know, he's one of the people that just like goes to see a psychic and just wants a, like a nice little happy reading. It's not in alignment. Anyway, he ended up taking down his recommendation from social media for me. And he took down all these other reviews he wrote for me from inside this other community. And I was just sort of, I said, okay, fine. Don't let his triggering get you triggered. Cause I was just afraid of like, oh no, is he going to write a negative review now? Like, fine if you're taking it down, which upset me and was like making my stomach all contracted. Now you're going to write negative review. And it's like, don't think about that. Just ignore it, move on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I've been doing a lot of shadow work cause this is like, this is shit that I do. I mean, I'm not even going to like try to dance around it. Like, one minute I'll like somebody and I guess they'll like spend a lot of time working or helping out with me or whatever. And then if they do something that I don't like, I'll go crazy. I mean, at various levels, but it's this whole thing of like thinking that people are out to get you or like thinking that people are out to hurt you or just like this anger comes up of like revenge and like, it is crazy. So I was just like sort of laughing about this because it was going in waves, like clearing through me. And I was like, fine, that's the old me. I'm ready to release that. But then like last night, and this is the last part of it, I swear. But then like last night I was laying in bed and, you know, of course my mind is like processing it. And it felt like an hour or two. I don't even know if it was that long. But this like such like intense kind of fear came through me, was like with me and then went through me. And I was just praying about it. So I don't know. I do know. I'm going to stop saying I don't know. So I think I got like some sort of clearing / healing. So I'm just basically calling to sort of laugh about that and also bring attention to it. And also, I notice on how there's that fear of like, if I do work with people, hey, I'm going to be out there. Like one of my gifts is like triggering people and that's not really looked at as a gift, you know? So, you know, if someone gives me a review, I sort of like really try to distance myself from them because I'm like, oh, it's only a matter of time before I trigger them, which what kind of default thought is that? But it's sort of what happens. So, I don't want to keep continuing being like afraid to get close to someone because I'm afraid that I'm going to trigger them and then, oh no, what are they going to write on my social media? Like, it's a new world out there. But clearing these emotions, these deep things, you know, like these ingrained patterns.
You're doing an amazing job. Even if you're not aware of it, honey, you're doing an amazing job. You're finally realizing real
that, even though it's just like hilarious. Like it's just wow, like the level of crazy.
It sort of didn't have a definition of, you know, who Jess was. And even by this gentleman and stuff, it's sort of like saying, hey, you know, you're taking a look in the mirror and you're becoming the person you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I truly
And you're going
that.
To do what just what you're supposed to do. You're going to get on your path and you're not going to stay small anymore and you're going to be that amazing person. So
yeah.
Just say thank you for the gentleman and say thank you to the whole experience. This
no,
is really
I've
causing
been,
you to look
I've
at
been
yourself.
Doing that. Yeah,
yeah you're looking at yourself is what you're doing. When you talk to this gentleman, it's sort of making you, like, take a look at Jess and who you are. Oh, my gosh, you know, I did this. Oh, my gosh, I did this. You're seeing the truth from within. You know, you've thought about it. You've, you know, contemplated on it. And now, Jess, when you're starting to see yourself, you see your true higher self. You don't see that other person anymore. You're able to see, like, a, you know, Jess in her true form, the way you're supposed to see her.
Mm.
I mean, you're doing an amazing job. So thank him, you know, not you don't have to thank him personally, but you can say thank you because this person is helping you to really get to the truth of the matter of who you are. Now you're going to be just concentrating on, you know, this new Jess, and you're going to, you know, be that person that you wanted to be, that you are being, to be able to help others. And you're going to do things now that make you happy, okay? So all of that stuff that was holding you back, let it go. That's part of your old story. You don't need that old story anymore. And you're not going to worry about things. You're going to have all the confidence that you need. And you're letting the fear from within come, you know, come out, Jess, okay? And you're
so
seeing that, you know, like I was like this, but look at the person that I created. Look at the new Jess. And you're not letting
that
negative.
I still have a little bit of that fear. Like, it's still like I just gave my book to someone today, and I was like, don't do the whole story. Oh, if you don't like it, tell me, and I'll improve it. But, you know, please just only write a positive. Like, it's like,
I have a little bit of
crazy.
Lack of self-confidence. You've got
okay.
a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of lack of self-confidence, and, you know, there's worry and stuff. You've got to let that go. It doesn't serve you, hon, okay?
I know. Yeah.
You're an amazing person, and you worked hard to be there.
Yes,
focus
indeed.
On what you love doing. If you love writing, if you love helping people, focus on that. And as you're focusing on just that, you're going to see how the money's going to come to you. And know that everything that happened to you happened for a reason. There is a purpose behind it. It does serve you. Mother Mary wants you to just start counting your blessings. Look for the small ones. You're going to notice the larger ones. And when you say thank you and you keep counting your blessings, you're going to see that more blessings come your way. And Mother Mary is saying, just stop feeling so sorry for yourself. Okay? You have a lot to be grateful for. Your prayers are being answered. They're going to be answered in different ways. There's going to be gifts. There's going to be blessings. And, you know, don't focus on the things that, you know, didn't go right. Focus on the things that, you know, are right. And you're going to see new blessings. Okay? Stay optimistic. And, you know, make a gratitude list if you don't have one, or you could say them mentally out loud. And, you know, new blessings are entering your life because you've chosen to take a new path, Jess, okay?
Mm. Yep.
Just
see
yourself in a positive light. You're this beautiful leader, and, you know, you have what it takes, okay? So you've got to see yourself as you are now, not as you were then, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and all the obstacles that were in your way, they're just like, they're falling to the side, hon. You got to stay a little bit more grounded. You've got to trust in yourself. Trust your beautiful intuition. Okay, so try to be a little bit more grounded. And when people say things, try to be a little bit less emotional. Don't let emotion come in and knock you off your, I sort of see you standing there, and emotion comes in just like knocks you off stage there, you know? There she goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got to... But just know when they say something like that, there's a lesson there for you, and it does serve you. You know, you've reflected on what people have said and, you know, different things, and it's helped you to become the Jess that you are today. And prosperity is going to come your way. You just have to keep, you know, honoring what you're doing, honoring the callings of your heart, your soul. Okay, and I see the word abundance. Okay, you don't have to struggle anymore. You just want to manifest.
Yeah, oh, that just gave me a little
tears.
So yeah.
The words are in
yeah.
your own heart. Don't listen to other people. you know, if this is your passion and your purpose, go for it, because it's going to bring success and it's going to bring money too. And you're healing all those negative beliefs that you had, just all those negative beliefs are being healed. Okay? So just keep doing what you're doing. And what I'm getting is this is sort of a karmic resolve. And it started in a past life, Jess. So whether it's this gentleman or another woman or another gentleman, notice the patterns that keep coming up for you. The more you can acknowledge the pattern, the more you're going to be able to heal, okay?
Okay.
So when this gentleman had said what he said to you, now you've got to choose how you're going to react and how you're going to keep moving forward, okay? And all of this stuff, you know, when they say, you know, you didn't help me, you did this to me, that they are just lessons for your spiritual growth, okay? And this is an opportunity every time that happens for healing and understanding. Stay in the moment and just, you know, when they come up again, these things come up, notice the patterns and the cycles, okay? And when you do, you're going to be able to get through it a lot faster and not, you know, not think about it for how long you thought about it or whatever, but you're going to be able to resolve it, Jess. And that's what you want to do. You want to have like that, you know, okay, I'm going to look for the lesson in this situation. And once you notice the pattern and how you react, of course, then it's going to be easier to resolve. But I see how far you've come. You know, that's what I see. From, you know, talking to you from the very first time that we talked to you, you're a different person completely.
Wow. Thank you.
And you're going forth on this beautiful new journey. You truly have worked hard. You do deserve it. Okay? So don't let anyone stop you. You have a divine team with you. You know, let them help you. If sometimes something negative comes up, let them help you to see, you know, all the positive that's in the situation. They'll give you guidance and you'll keep moving forward. Okay? And you have a beautiful new path that you're going to be on. Okay? So this, like with this gentleman and stuff, that's sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel, Jess. Okay?
Okay.
And you're,
you know what's like super funny?
Go ahead, honey.
Well, so he said this a while ago, and that like didn't affect me. It was what upset me is just that I put, and all of us, you know, like we put so much energy and love into like working with people, and then, which I know on how the gift is received is none of our business, but that's what was bothering me back then about like the ungratefulness. But like so all what he did with the other last week was like remove reviews that he put up of me, like positive reviews. But what's funny is that like I'll still look at his picture, you know, because again, we're in this like same community. I'll look at his picture and the amount of anger at times that comes up, like I I'm not going to do this, but I'm like very, like this is the old me, but like I so badly want to write a negative review on his page or like go on his Facebook and like give him one star and be like, you know, this guy, you shouldn't be going to this guy. You know, he doesn't work on himself. I just like, but it's like, I'm not doing that. Cause it's like enough with this, enough with that pattern. Stop. You see how he's just like mirroring that. But I don't know what to do about, I mean, I'm just observing the anger, but it's like, so
okay.
Intense, like, I mean, I don't want to say I want to kill him, but I do want to, like, a part of me really does want to hurt him.
Oh, part of you wants to beat the crap out of him. You want to meet him in person and really give him, you know, a good beating. You know what? The thing is, that's good that you're feeling like that, because Archangel Michael is laughing. He's been standing here, and he's saying, Jess, this is supposed to be a lesson again. It's actually a blessing. This is showing you the energy of words, okay? And it's sort of to say, Jess, you know, think about, like, what you're thinking and what you're saying. And just realize that words have a very powerful energy, and please, use them wisely, okay? So Archangel Michael is saying, Jess, here, I'm going to give you a sword, I'm going to give you a shield, and just use these when you need to relieve that stress. And you may not realize it, I don't realize it, but each of us every day speak thousands of words, and we don't even think about how powerful, you know, these words are, okay? So just a few words together just have the power to heal, or you could turn on the flip side, it could have the power to hurt, okay? You can say, I love you, or I hate you. But Archangel Michael asks that you notice your inner dialogue as well, the words that are played over and over and over in your mind. Jesse's saying, are these words that are positive, are they encouraging? Or maybe do they consist of, you know, constant self-criticism? Or do they deplete your self-worth and your value, Jess? If you notice negative thoughts, Archangel Michael is asking that you say, Archangel Michael, override and correct. No further self-punishment required. You want to write that down, Jess?
Yeah, I did. I'm writing it down now.
Angel Michael, override and correct. No further self-punishment required. So Archangel Michael, he's also asking you to observe your language, especially the words or phrases that you repeatedly, you know, say, and any kind of, like, negative, you know, body talk. Or sometimes you say, you know, like, this guy, got, you know, he's saying this, he's saying that, my gosh, it was gut-wrenching. Because that kind of stuff really does have an effect on your physical body and your energy field. As well, focus on the positive words and affirmations of love instead. You know, and an affirmation is sort of like, you know, your beginning point. Choose positive words. Choose positive sentences. And they're going to, you know, create something new and beautiful that you're looking for, Jess, okay? And, of course, call upon Archangel Michael. He's going to help you to focus on words that have high energy, that are gonna, they're going to improve your self-worth, your self-esteem, your relationships. And Archangel reminds you also to bless everyone you meet, even this guy, okay? He wants you to affirm that you accept yourself for who you are without judgment or criticism, okay? And that you guard your thoughts carefully and only lovingly and positively, you know, you allow them to come through. And Archangel Michael is going to, you know, guard your words too, to make sure that they're positive and focused on love. Because that's part of your journey. You're here to spread love and light, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, like, just try to be a little bit more mindful, okay? And just, you know, disconnect from this person. This person was not only, like, verbally toxic, he's filled with negativity and you don't need to connect with him anymore, okay?
I know. I did. I totally disconnected. I told him, this was weeks ago. I said, don't contact me anymore. I can't help you, you know, whatever. But then I guess it was still sitting with him. This is like a month later. It must have still been stewing and sitting with him, which again,
yeah, but you know,
I've
do you notice how new it is when it comes back to you? It's just like it happened all over again. Okay.
Well,
you've got
to
ask yourself in love and light, Jess, okay? That's what you're here for. You have an amazing purpose in everything, and that just, like, takes you away from your purpose, okay?
Okay.
What Archangel
yeah,
Michael is saying, just please, you know, just to heal this present situation, apply love and light to it, and to yourself and him and anyone else, and just try to hold only positive loving thoughts. And just that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara Hunt, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I think I just needed to share it because it was interesting and so great. It was a wonderful experience. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, we want you to realize that this is really about power. When you
mm-hmm.
work with one, you give them power. You give them power to hurt you with their reviews or whatever it is that they come up with. You give them the power to control your life to a certain extent because their reaction determines how you feel about them, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about what you do. You keep giving your power away.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you give your power away, you will never have the kind of joy and happiness that is waiting for you. Because in order to stand in that beautiful, unending joy, you have to accept that you have that kind of power. You have to accept that other people's opinions are just other people's opinions, and they have no power over you. When you find yourself having these thoughts about your reactions to other people, about the negative reactions, about the fear, about whatever it is that they are bringing up, in those moments, you are completely and totally allowing your ego to run your life. your ego does not really care about whether or not you are happy. It is only there to make sure that it stays there. And in order for you to keep letting the ego be in charge, your life has to be this horrible, tumultuous experience. Because then you do not spend your time recognizing yourself, your own heart, your own soul, your own power. So whenever you find yourself upset about anything, that's all ego. And it doesn't matter if you're just a little upset or if you're a lot upset, it's ego. And it doesn't matter if you're upset about something right now, or something that happened in the past, or something that might happen in the future, it's ego. So when you look at it that way, you can see that so much of your life is actually run by ego. You are not consciously creating your own existence. You are letting ego be in charge, and ego will never create the kind of life you truly want to live. So when you find yourself in these situations, you find yourself experiencing these emotions, tell yourself that's ego. And then consciously decide what it is you actually want to create, what you actually want to feel. Don't have a conversation with ego because it doesn't really listen to you. It doesn't change anything. It's just going to draw you in and get you in the ego trap, and you'll just keep going and going and going and going, and it will be so happy and you will be so miserable. When you recognize that it is ego, you can say to yourself, that's ego. And then move on. Consciously decide what you want to experience. You actually have that power. You have more power than you realize. And it's time for you to start living in your power and stop giving it away. That will make a huge difference in every aspect of your life. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, my ego definitely goes into this story of why do other people have this people being supportive of them, and it's like an old story, you know. I always have to micromanage because people aren't supportive of me, and I keep saying, no, that was your family. That was your experience. That's no longer. But then I have situations like this. It's sort of like what comes, the chicken or the egg. Well, obviously, if your family did that and you're still expecting that, you're going to get that. But if you, it's one of those like weird things. I mean, whatever. It's just, that's the sad story. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what you guys were saying, like, you know, stop with that ego and that pity self-talk of, you know, why are you, blah, blah, blah. All right, whatever.
You know what, Ginger's coming in. She wants to wish you a very happy new year, and she's saying, girlfriend, you're afraid of success. So you're putting up a block. You know, you're just afraid. You're afraid of success. She's saying, Jess, I love you. She said, but now it's time to be the Jess you were meant to be. Okay?
I'm afraid of being criticized. I don't think I'm afraid of success. It's afraid of, I guess, yeah, of being in that spotlight, having all the attention, and then you sort of attract, like, wackadoos, which, again, I know I'm calling him me, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know it. But then you attract, you know, you – that's what it's sort of like, well, then how do I justify that? If I have these negative reviews, and I know that's planting, that's ego talk, and it's planting negative stuff, but it's still there, you know? If I have those negative reviews, and how do you explain that to people? And that could hurt your business, and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
A lot of people,
you know, it's like you're trying to, you, go ahead.
Right. A lot of people have gone through the same thing, like Barbara said, you know. What they say is, you know, when someone has an opinion of you, basically it's none of your business. Ginger wants you to laugh, and she wants you to play. And she's saying, I know it's cold outside, Jess, but you've got to find an indoor playground or something. And you've got to play and you've got to find your happy place, okay?
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to just...
When they see those reviews, other people don't see it as ego necessarily. They go, I read the negative reviews, and I think they're very informative. You know, I mean, I'll make decisions based on, I mean, it's funny. We talked about this, I think, Barbara, I remember, I think it had to do with doctors or I forgot what it was, but we talked about the review thing too on how I read the reviews. It was about something else. But
well, you
when
know,
people see that, they don't think, they think,
the
this service provider is probably not good.
No, I read the reviews and I always read the positive ones and the negative ones. I always read both. And then sometimes I go ahead and click on whatever it is that I'm reading the reviews about. And sometimes I decide that maybe it's not the right thing for me. The reviews actually, they give me a balance. So having a negative review is not negative. And your guidance wants you to start changing the way you talk about these things. Okay, instead of thinking of it as my review, say the review. Take the my out of it. Don't make it personally.
And Barbara, it's giving her the concept of duality. She's got to process it from both the positive and the negative. Okay, so this is going to help you to see life in a different way, Jess. You've got to see the negative and the positive, okay? And it's going to help you that there are, you know, positive and negative, okay?
Okay.
So it's,
all right.
Don't see it as don't see it as a bad thing. Just see it as, you know, you're seeing the both sides of the coin there, and it's, you know, the duality, you know, that's made up of life. There's the good, there's the bad, you know, there's the love, there's the hate, okay? And it's going to help you to really, you know, have a better understanding and to process everything. Does that make
sense?
Right.
I mean, everything's been positive. I've just been micromanaging. It's the control thing again, which I'm releasing, but, you know. All right, I'm just going to keep it positive. I'm done with this. We're clear through it. We processed it. We laughed about it with you guys. We got good guidance. And I'm just trucking on. I'm, like, just going to focus on what I need to do today. And that's it. Have a good – I'll focus on having a good day.
Ginger is saying,
yeah.
I know it's winter. You got to have some fun.
I do. Yes, I agree. Yes. I'll work on that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it, as always.
And
we love hearing from Jess. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we are moving on to our next caller from area code 212. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hello, Mary. What can we do for you today?
Hi, so I am in a transitional period in my life, and I'm currently looking for a job. I applied for a job and interviewed for one last month, and yesterday I got notice that they're going to keep me in mind in the future, because right, it's a consulting firm, and basically what they do is they fill people in slots that are currently available, and they thought that I am not necessarily the best fit for their current projects. However, other projects may come up in the future. So I'm just wondering if another project that would be suitable for me would be coming up in the near future, and if not, then if there's other jobs that are suitable for me on the horizon.
Okay. Mary, this is DC. I'm getting a yes. Okay. Just, you know, say thank you that you didn't get this job, because something that is better is coming your way. Okay. Be really optimistic and put some positive energy into it. You know what you want. Know what that, you know, that job is that's going to make you happy. Know what it is. You could write it down. You could visualize it. And see it, you know, being exactly the way you want it to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, have a lot of hope, have a lot of optimism. And I'm sort of seeing like I don't know if your the job the previous job involved a contract. There may be a contract involved this in this. Okay, and affirm I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. We have the beautiful angel of heart's desire coming in to really help you to focus on what you want to manifest. Okay. You know,
okay.
Go within, you know, what is in your heart. The universe stands behind you and is going to help you to achieve it, okay? So really
okay.
Connect with the desires of your soul, Mary, because you are going to find something that is much better and it is suited just for you, okay? Allow that beautiful feminine energy to shine brightly as well. Mother Mary is with you.
Mm.
And she wants to show off that divine feminine that you have because you are feminine and you are strong, okay? And she wants you to help, you know, to help you to maintain that beautiful balance, okay? And allow yourself to receive. I'm getting that you're getting, you know, a lot of divine messages, Mary. Okay, and I don't know if you're, you know, if you're listening, if you're hearing them. Okay, but there's a lot of divine messages coming your way. I feel like, you know, if you had gotten this job, it wasn't the one that you had wanted anyway. There is something better, like I said, on the horizon for you. And I don't think it's going to be, like, all that long before it does come your way. Okay?
Okay.
Trying to see now. Hold on. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, think about the perfect job that would make you really happy. And we have Archangel Michael coming in. He wants to visit with you as well. And he's sort of handing you a puzzle. But, Mary, there's some of that puzzle, which, you know, the pieces, they're not there. They're missing, okay? And you're thinking, well, Archangel Michael, why would you give me a puzzle and there's not all the pieces? Well, Archangel Michael is giving you this beautiful key, Mary, and it's going to activate the windows of your soul, and you're going to have heightened spiritual vision, okay? And this is going to help you to, like, really, like, put the pieces together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Blessing that Michael is bestowing upon you is intuitive vision, and you really need it right now. It allows you to see beyond, you know, what you would normally be able to see. Okay, it really allows you to, like, heighten your observational skills, your intuition. And you're going to see as one of these pieces of the puzzle that have to do with your life are going to be revealed, and you're going to say, aha, that's why I didn't get this job, okay?
Okay.
So Archangel Michael is holding your hand, and he's leading and guiding you. He wants you to look for angelic signs. They could be, you know, messages that you get in your dreams. It could be inspiration, but it is so powerful that Archangel Michael calls it angelic perception. And he's saying, Mary, please take the key that I have given you. Take it with love. Take it with gratitude. Hold it next to your heart and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. And he wants you to also affirm, I can now clearly see the direction to take. And I am guided in my every step by Spirit, who leads me towards what I must know and do, okay?
Okay.
Everything you are wanting is supported by the universe, Mary. You're going to have your dreams manifest into reality right before your very eyes. You've just got to follow the signs and receive that which leads you to the information you need, okay?
Okay.
But just be grateful, like I said, you did not get this, you know, this job because something better is on its way for you, Mary, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Mary. Here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, we want you to start using affirmations. And we're not talking about the typical affirmations where you say, I am a wonderful person, I'm having a wonderful life, it's a wonderful day, blah, blah, blah. We want you to start using the I can affirmations. And it's very simple. You just make a list saying, I can find the perfect job. I can find the perfect job making the perfect salary. I can be well paid for what I do. I can work in a place that I love. I can have a job that has just the right duties for me. I can have an amazing life. I can be quickly and easily hired. I can create my life the way I want it to be. You see, this is all about giving yourself permission. That's what the I can is about. Because when you say that you can, then you're actually opening the door. When you are using the affirmations that say, I have the perfect job, there's a part of you that's saying, no, you don't. But when you're saying, I can have the perfect job, there's no objection from any part of you because the statement is true. And it gives you permission to go out there and get it. So start looking at your life from the perspective of what you can have, what you can do, giving yourself permission to do it, to open up to it, and to change in whatever way you need to change to create what you truly desire. So we encourage you to make a list, and it can be as long or short or detailed or undetailed as you like. But make it about what you can do, what you can have, what you can live. Give yourself permission to have more because you truly can. Okay, that's what we wanted to share with you.
Why, thank you. Yeah, I will make a list.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. And, you know, sometimes I just get into these, you know, the ego pops up and says, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I just start saying, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. And the ego goes away because the ego doesn't know how to deal with it. And then I can do things that I know are right for me. So just tell yourself that you can. Okay?
Yeah. Well, do I add after that, I can and I will? Or do I just say I can?
You can just leave it at I can.
Okay.
Because the I will is kind of There's some judgment stuff attached to I will. If you don't do it when you said I can and I will, then later you're going to come back and hit you over the head and said, you said you would, but you didn't, and we knew you weren't going to do it. You know, you don't need to set yourself up like that. Just say I can. That's it. I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go ahead and do it because you can.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one step at a time. And I'm just wondering what the best way is to actually hear the messages that are coming my way, because I'm not intuitive the way that you are, the two of you are. And
one of the things that works for a lot of people is called automatic writing. And if you go on my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, there's instructions. It's free. You don't have to sign up or anything. Just read those instructions and do that. I also do classes on automatic writing. So if you want to experience that, then that's one of your choices. But automatic writing is how I started out, and now I can actually hear them. But I started out with the automatic writing. That's what I was guided to. When I asked the same question you asked, it was like, okay, I'm talking to you guys, but I can't hear how supposed to know what it is you're saying, although they tell us in so many different ways, and I see those ways now. I didn't see them then. But if you try the automatic writing and it resonates with you, then you will ask the question and you will write the answer. It will just flow through your hand, and you don't have to think. You don't have, it's not coming through your brain at all, and it's just giving you the answer that your guidance wants to give you.
Okay, great. I thank you so much.
You are welcome. And I do see wonderful things coming into your life. So, you know, put those I cans out there and start creating what you truly want to have, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another wonderful, amazing show.
We have, and it was truly amazing, Barbara. Thank you for sharing your energy And I think we've both gotten our daily dose of vitamin G, vitamin God. I feel awesome.
I think so, too. And, okay, guidance wants me to remind everybody, this is something they've kept saying the whole time that Jessica was on, was, you know, the group calls that I do are about deprogramming your mind, and it's a way for people to let go of those ego beliefs that you've been taught all of your life. And right now I'm doing a special where if people sign up for this month, then they get a special deprogramming your procedure, which has to do with fear. And they're saying that Jessica really could benefit from letting go of fear. And everybody else could too, because fear really does hold us back. So that's why I was guided to say that. Okay, I said it. All righty.
And I'm getting, Barbara, one of your calls is going to be about releasing false identities.
Oh, let me make a note of that. Okay.
Releasing false identities. That's what Ginger's telling me. She said that one of her calls is going to be about releasing false identities.
Well, wonderful. I will make sure that I write up a procedure for that. They guide me every week. I'm writing a procedure for something, and I have all of these procedures, and I've done them on myself, and they are wonderful. I mean, they make a huge difference in my life, and I can't wait to do them on other people to, you know, see what kind of reaction they're going to get. Although their
reaction, she's showing me that you're, and Barbara, she's showing me you're going inside like people's heads there, and you're clearing out all that. She said all that darn clutter. You're doing like a little pre-spring cleaning, okay? Because a lot of people, like, they're walking around, they're heavy, they have no energy, they're lethargic, and here comes Barbara and her cleaning crew, and there's Ginger behind you and Joan. You're clearing out all the junk, and you're making, you know, you're making room for new beginnings for 2018. So you don't want that stuff hanging, in and around the house and everything. So Ginger and Joan, they're going to clear it out, you know, a lot easier. They have dynamite, so they're saying, get out of the way, get out of the way, Barbara.
I don't want to blast people's heads off now.
And she's saying, they're saying, we're going to get rid of this. Whatever no longer serves you is going to be gone. I'm like, oh, my goodness, okay. You better wait to get Barbara's permission. They're starting at the bottom of... Starting, oh, my gosh, at the root chakra, and they're just blowing it up from the root chakra up.
Oh, wow.
And there's no more lingering energy. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, guys, right. I think we're going to let Barbara use her tools of knowledge to do the job. I think it's a little bit milder. Right, Barbara?
I think so, too, yes. I certainly hope so.
Okay, you've got the right concept. They're on the right path, but not the right technique just yet.
But I appreciate their input.
Yes.
Okay, well, on that note, we will end our show for today, and we will be back next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Yeah, for another Morning with Jesus. And if anybody has any questions, you can contact us, and the contact information is, I think, email information is in our description. If not, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of contact me information there. And you can contact me, and I'll contact DC and let her know you want to talk to her if you want to go that way. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or, gosh, we are so many places, aren't we? All right, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, and we send you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.